Welcome back to Saturday's podcast. It's your boy Mo, and today we're joined by
who's tough, final in the pod, aka the champion.
Behind the camera, we've got
your boy Tom,
and we've also got our guest
Erica.
Cool. So we're just talking, vibing, general conversation, and Taff had something to say, so go ahead.
Londoners are colonizers. That's what Londoners are. They're accent colonizers. We have two Londoners right here. Mainly, the main perpetrator that I know of is Mo, to be honest. So, like, let's get into that. So, the accent support group was started by a member of the podcast who isn't here right now. Shout out to Toby. Hold tight. And the accent support group was mainly started because the Londoners in the house, we have, like, what, four Londoners, actually. Yeah. So, the Northerners are the minority, and we have been under London rule for too long. What Londoners do when it comes to accents is filth. You cannot speak around them without them correcting. You patronize and you pressure other individuals, and the insecurities you lot cause is disgusting. What do you have to say for yourself
it's
as a Londoner?
What the hell? I've not heard of this before.
Yeah, there we go.
Erica, the way these men behave in the house is absolutely disgusting. We have some people with a Geordie accent or Scouse accent. The way they Geordie accent, especially. We're in Newcastle. We're in Newcastle. Why are you mocking a Geordie accent? You're a foreigner here.
Well, let me speak. Don't let them slander my name.
It's not your name, the Londoners.
The picture they paint, these two especially, they're victims. They're professional victims. They can't get around in life without being victims. Am I lying?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I'm out here trying to pour my heart out to you on camera in front of all these people, and this is how you treat me.
Hold on, Mo. What's it called? What we're going to do, we're going to stop, what's it called? Pretending like it's not okay for men to share their feelings.
Exactly.
Right now, me and Taff are trying to share our feelings. Stop victim blaming, Mo.
For God's sake.
Stop victim blaming.
Pick yourself up.
Chief. Me and Taff are trying to share our feelings. I'm trying to be open with our friend. Well, our supposed friend, Mo. So I'd appreciate if you actually respected our views and feelings.
Yeah. But Erica, as a Londoner yourself, like, do you not sometimes see that attitude from your peers? Or that?
No, maybe just doesn't.
I don't know what's an accent colonizer. You just come up and be like, "Yo, why are you speaking like
that? Why are you speaking like that? You know, you should be talking like this. You Northerners
should
are weird.
Should be talking like this.
Mo, you've said this before. Yes, you have.
Oh no, yes, you have.
I don't know. Maybe actually isn't all Londoners. Maybe we just have some terrible representatives in the house.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you're just seeing what you want to see, and you just want to hate on Londoners, isn't it?
Yeah, they just want to hate on London for some reason.
I'm open to other views.
They feel threatened.
They do.
What Erica and Mo are doing is called gaslighting. Gaslighting is when you take an issue that someone genuinely has, and you flip it on them. Because, listen, I've been traumatized, bro. I can't speak around Mo without him correcting my English, bro.
No, wait.
I have to download Grammarly into my head so this guy don't...
And you still get it wrong. I don't criticize your accent. Okay. Whenever I try to help you, it's because you've said something wrong, period. Like, even in...
Don't say help.
No, wait.
Don't use the word help.
The word is not helping. The word is help because you're getting it wrong again and again. And when I help you, help...
Okay.
It's so that you don't repeat that outside of the house in like other situations that might be more embarrassing.
And I appreciate your help.
I think we're talking about two separate instances.
What's an example?
An example
is, for example, Taff. Okay, but when we're editing the podcast, when we used to edit it on Anchor, Taff would fail to title or capitalize the beginning of sentences.
That's not a London thing, that's just a
5-year-old thing.
Okay, all right.
And
well
then
done.
Moving on from just like grammar, then get to words, the way he pronounces some words would be completely incorrect.
Like what?
For example.
You, there's no way you have a word that I mispronounced.
Museum. I'm sorry, Tom.
There's the unity just gone out the window.
So the word museum, how did he used to say it, Tom?
Museum.
Yeah. Why?
Just my background.
I know.
It's because he's from Zimbabwe. He is from Zimbabwe.
Yeah, I am from a different country, and I did grow up there, learned the language, and then obviously you just grow up, and when people say shit a certain way, you just pick it up. Yeah. Surely we all have those slips being from where we're from. Like, you're from Sri Lanka and Ukraine, so like, does that seep into your dialogue sometimes?
Kind of. Like, I don't know. There's some words that I don't really know in English. Well, not that I don't know in English, it's just that
the English language.
My mum taught it to me wrong.
Oh, which one? What word was that?
The only thing I can think of now is profiteroles. She used to call them profiteroli, but today I actually found out it's the Russian way to say it. So she was right for Russian, but I thought she was just reading it wrong, but that's my story.
Jeez, personally, me, I don't have any of those situations.
You must have been onto your parents' pronunciations for things.
I was. In fact, I've corrected my parents on the odd occasion every now and then. I still do if they make a mistake. And that's just because they want to know. Wait, if they get something wrong, would you not want to be told that it's wrong?
I mean, I do it to my parents, dude.
There we go.
But I feel like you spread that around to the people closest to you, more like me, Tom. Like it's just.
I know. Like, do you know what it is, Taff? A lot of Nigerians, we all grew up in a very our parents have outside voices and the inside Nigerian accent voices. Mm-hmm. So for a lot of us, we do have like, if we get like maybe hyped or passionate about a subject, we do start speaking the Nigerian accent. The shame I receive once this accent comes out and I'm in the house, it's ridiculous.
So he's basically.
And the worst part about it is that Mo's Nigerian.
Mo is like raining on your parade, basically.
Yeah. Just killing my vibe.
That's so shit. That's toxic.
It would be toxic.
I'm meant to be the toxic one, Mo. I'm meant to be the toxic one, and you're moving mad.
However, that's just incorrect. Again, that's a fallacy. That's not true.
Bro, it is. And now you're using words like.
Exactly.
I can't even say this straight.
Tom. I understand that.
And it happens a lot.
What you're saying makes sense, but whenever you get angry, your Nigerian accent doesn't come out.
It does, that's the thing.
You just talk loudly to me.
No, I've been talking. I could be honest. I've been called an aff.
I mean, I can see the levels right here, Tom.
Because I'm trying to I've composed myself. But I've been called in that house an aff, a freshie. And the worst part about it is that majority of people in that house are Nigerian.
Mm-hmm.
I think most Nigerian are.
So they hate themselves.
Yeah,
self-hate. It's something we need to stomp out within our community, in my opinion.
Yeah, man. I think in all communities, like in every culture that isn't European or
white.
Okay, I was going to say British. Any culture that's not British, I feel like...
You say like Western.
Western, yeah. Western, like there's not... There's a lot of internal problems that people are always like trying to fix or still trying to fix. Because I do look at other cultures sometimes and the other cultures have colorism. Like in India, there's colorism. In Asia, East Asia, there's colorism there. In the Caribbean, there's colorism. Like, and in a way, it's almost weird how sometimes we think, oh, it's just a black issue. And then you look outside of yourself and your own community and you see it's global. I just found that interesting.
Humans have problems.
Yeah, man. Which it'll always go back to my philosophy on this, and I'm curious to see what your take is, Erica. That the only way that racism could truly end is if aliens came down and just sorted everything out. Because you're not beefing people when there's people with three heads and limbs that no one has. Like, well, what's your take on that?
I mean, I guess like if aliens came, like maybe everyone would come together and be like, we need to fight off this other race, and they'll be racist towards the aliens rather than each other.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's feasible.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You don't think we could band together? No, we need a common enemy.
When I say if aliens come, this world would descend into chaos.
No, it
would descend into chaos. It would be lunacy because, what's it called? The laws that exist now, no one's going to be focusing on them. So everyday life is going to be mad. In my opinion.
Like a zombie apocalypse vibe.
It will become mad. Yeah. The only way, in my opinion...
you look happy.
I've been training for it, I'm not going to lie.
The only way this will end is if the zombie apocalypse comes and we have to separate into tribes. Racism won't be an issue then. Now, then it's just an issue of survival.
So zombies are what unites us, not aliens.
Zombies and aliens are like...
No, it's different. Like, zombies will pose an imminent threat, I think, because
I guess
anyone could turn into a zombie, but not anyone could be an alien.
And
aliens
I guess
will be more.
Also, zombies, we kind of understand them because they were humans.
Mm. Yeah.
And aliens are just a bit more crazy.
Yeah.
And you just feel like hopeless as fuck. Mm.
Zombie apocalypse.
It's coming.
Three items in a zombie apocalypse. What are you lot taking?
Swiss Army knife.
Okay.
What a basic answer, fam.
No, am I done? He said three items.
Okay. You've already given a basic
answer. Okay, no, I want to know what you have.
What are your other two?
Because
Swiss Army knife, that's
flashlight.
I only need a flashlight on my phone.
My phone.
I have a phone, but I have my phone. Listen,
because
cell tower is going to be down. So I'm not going to use my phone anything other than a flashlight at that point. So like, I'll
turn where are you gonna get the electricity, Tom?
Yeah, exactly. It'll be charged. I have a portable charger. How are you gonna charge a portable charger? My portable charger stays charged, Taff.
But how are you gonna charge
that? When I say I'm ready, okay. Listen.
Okay, no, alright, Tom's ready.
It's not. No, hold on. It's not a permanent solution, but it's a temporary one. And if it just bursts out right now, I'm ready. So Swiss Army knife.
Why?
Okay, I already have my phone, so I don't need that.
Go on.
I'm getting a compass. Okay.
That's your third.
Don't you
well,
have
that's my second.
You already have a phone though.
Your so phone has a phone. Compass.
Because I there's assume it's just something that I'll choose.
No, but there's a compass on the phone though.
Yeah.
Is there a compass on the phone?
On the phone.
Will it work? Like,
you don't actually, I don't know if it
works. It doesn't need anything.
It doesn't
just work.
Yeah, it doesn't need anything.
That's
same way you can balance shit.
Yeah, shit.
And there's a ruler too.
And a
calculator.
That's facts.
And like a thing that's like a gun.
Why do I need a calculator?
There's more to your phone than just Snapchat and Instagram.
To calculate how many zombies are coming at you at this speed.
Yeah.
I would count, Taff. I would count.
No, 5 zombies, 5 miles away from
you. No, I'll do that and a gun.
A gun.
So wait. What was the first
Swiss
one?
Swiss Army knife. iPhone.
iPhone and a gun.
Mm. But where's the charger coming?
You
didn't
phone,
include
your
that.
Phone's dying.
And you said portable charger, and you haven't answered it yet. How are you going to charge these items?
I told you it's a temporary solution.
He's going to use the calculator.
I use these to get myself situated, first of all. Because this is a zombie apocalypse.
Starter pack.
Exactly, starter pack. Because I know for what people are going to start raiding shops. So I'm not going to raid shops. I'm raiding every house on the street.
You're raiding houses.
I'm raiding every house on the street. I swear to God.
For God's sakes, man.
I'm sorry.
There's a waitress down the road, Tom.
No, because everyone's going
to... Why do you have to use people's
Everyone's going to be there. So it makes no sense. It's a lot... What's called? There's gonna be a lot less stuff.
Wait, I just imagined, like, because of what you said, everyone's gonna be there. So everyone's running to the Waitrose and the stores, and you're running into people's houses.
I'm breaking into houses. I'm sorry. I'm breaking into houses.
Imagine with a Swiss Army knife and a gun.
No, Swiss Army knife has the multiple tools in it.
It has what's called different types of blades, a file, what's called pliers, screwdriver. Like, it has everything you.
That's not a bad
need.
Option. To
no, I'm telling you, it's basic.
The iPhone.
That's basic.
It's not basic. No,
basic.
We're engineers. A Swiss Army knife would be our best
no,
friends in the zombie apocalypse.
No, we're not engineers anymore. We're survivors. I'll let you know what my choice would be later. Erica, what would your choices be?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Can I go like after?
Sure. All right, basic. No, I'm not trying to use no electronics, fam. Get a katana.
Katana.
Like a what?
A katana.
Like where did you learn how to use a katana?
A katana.
Swing tough. Where did you learn how to use a katana?
You're gonna off yourself, but actually.
Listen, samurai tough in the building, fam.
Okay, cool. Sword,
swing, you
basically.
Know. Get a sword, maybe yep. two, but you know, I'll have a melee weapon that I can use. To be fair, katana. You need to sharpen that, so that comes with its own issues. Because when it's blunt, it's blunt.
Yeah, that's
so, katana. What else would I get now that's useful? I'd have to say a compass, but just a straight compass, like just for directions and stuff.
Right. What about glasses? What about glasses? How are you guys gonna see without your glasses?
Oh, are we not including our glasses?
Oh, that's cruel.
Actually, I can actually see without my glasses.
But wait.
You can't take a guy with a walking stick and say, wait, walking stick's an extra item to what the guy's
wait,
gonna
how about we say three items that you'd grab straight so that you don't currently have on you?
Oh,
not on your person.
So I already have
okay, that changes so, yeah. things
okay.
a little bit.
Okay,
fair. I already have my phone on me.
Yeah,
as well.
So.
Compass and.
The phone is a silly item anyway.
I would say a skateboard.
See, this is what I want to hear,
skateboard.
Though.
Skateboard. No, for transportation.
Like
transportation.
That's a good one.
Melee
what,
weapon.
What about when it's like grass and shit? You're going
to
skateboard?
Hey, we're going to have to walk, fam. Pick 10 up. Toes. Like, put
why
on my
a
back.
Skateboard over like, something like a bike?
Yeah.
Bike involves too much. Like if a chain breaks, oil,
you need
there's
to
too much maintenance.
Fix skateboard.
True.
Imagine someone breaks your skateboard as well.
It's long.
Hey, duct tape the thing, fam.
Oh, Taff, what's
so duct tape as well.
Ah, fuck.
You can find out in someone's yard. Just go raid him with.
Off
Tom,
top.
Just go raiding with me, bro.
No, I'm not raiding people's houses, Tom. I feel like early on in the apocalypse, we'll still have morals. You know, I'm not too quick
no, listen,
to go into
fuck morals,
houses.
Bro.
Nah, morals
listen,
will go out early. The morals will be gone straight away.
Yeah.
They'll come back into it when people are like, oh,
no,
look
but,
what we've done.
But in, from my opinion, currently, I just do think a skateboard is less maintenance than a bike. Bike has too many moving parts. If one thing breaks, you can't really.
I guess we can have different
say.
Opinions.
Skateboards, it's light as well, so transportation.
Ooh,
bike,
back. Ooh,
you have to
true.
A bike. You have to lug it around when you can't. When you're on the grass, especially, you're gonna have to do all that stuff. So
you can ride on grass.
You can ride a bike.
Yeah,
can't
you?
You
can.
You can.
Depends if it's a mountain bike, but then a mountain bike's heavy than a BMX bike is light.
You can still ride that on grass, though, can't you?
A BMX bike, no. It
on,
doesn't have
tough
the
on
same.
Grass. It's not
no,
like
BMX doesn't have the same grip as a mountain bike.
I'm just saying, but it's not like you're driving through like a pit of mud. It's just a grass.
You'll go slower.
You go slower. Yeah, fair enough. That's me done. So what are you going to get, Boy Genius?
Very simply, yeah. No, nothing basic. I'm getting a Tesco meal deal.
Oh, you're ridiculous. Bro. Okay. That's three items itself.
No, it's no, it's that's like three items. That's one. No, I named it.
You're using your one item for a fucking Tesco meal deal.
And you laughed at him.
You laughed at me. I can make a blade out of my phone. You understand that?
Wait, pause. What the hell are you talking about, Tom?
You only listen to this guy.
No, you can make a blade out of your phone.
How? Break it down.
There's a metal sheet under your screen.
Arts and craft with
Why are you making a blade with your phone when you have a Swiss
when,
Army knife?
No, when no.
Swiss Army knife is gonna be like.
Yeah. When no. Bad. When shit goes hits the fan, and maybe I've run out of ammo. I might just need a quick episode. So I'm smashing my phone. I'm taking that metal sheet out. Just file it down a bit. I got it. And I got a file on my Swiss Army knife, so I can file it down with that more.
Then why don't you use a Swiss Army knife?
So you're going to because your what if knife I, what if I end to up make another
it?
Knife.
What if I end up losing it?
No. You said Tesco okay,
no.
Medial.
No, what if I end up trying to stab someone, I lose my Swiss Army knife. That's hella tools I've lost. If I just lose like the sheet in my phone, I'm okay.
Okay, I'll let you know here, yeah?
Mr. Meal Deal.
My three items make sense when you look at them all together. I have a plan.
A meal deal.
Okay, listen. A Tesco meal deal. Nostalgia. I've tapped out. This thing carried me in certain situations, yeah? There we go.
What, to your lectures, fam? This is a zombie apocalypse. Dude.
Okay, listen. Then the next thing I want is McDonald's large fries. Hot.
Oh, I'm tired. I'm tired.
You're not serious. You're not serious.
Because right, No. What do you mean? These are the best fries on this planet.
Well, you're preparing your final meal, fam. That's what you're doing.
Listen.
You're done.
And then the last thing I'll take is, my third item is cyanide. And I'd eat my Tesco meal, large fries from McDonald's as a little send off, and then cyanide. I'm done.
You're done.
I'm done.
Oh, you're finished.
Oh, yeah. I made the most sense.
Dead weight.
Are you man actually surviving though?
Yes. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, cool.
Yes.
Cool.
I am. 10 years top.
You got a qualified boy 10 scout
years
right
from
here.
Now. 10 years from now, top.
Okay, Taff, need I remind you that when you went on Duke of Edinburgh, you busted your knees. You're gonna be skateboarding around town.
Taff, your knees are finished till this day as well.
If it's time to run from zombies, the knees are working, fam. Erica, what's yours?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe like baseball bat, because mm-hmm. I can't hurt myself with that.
Well, that's good.
Driving license, because I don't know how to drive. Would be cool to smash into some whips.
Hot wire cars.
You need a driving license.
Well, I don't know how to drive, so.
Yeah. You're going to crash a lot of cars before you get it right if you don't take your lessons.
Or you say driving license or driving lessons?
Driving license, because then I would have had the lessons. I would know how to drive.
Oh, true.
That. And then, I don't know about the last one.
Tesco Medial?
McDonald's an iPhone? Well, why are you saying that?
Listen, you can do a lot with
this silly, fam.
All I'm saying, so you got the battery
sell
in there.
The
just if you want to neutralize a human, just pour some battery acid into
neutralize
their
the
eyes.
Human.
Pour some battery acid into their eyes. You can make a blade out of it as well. iPhone's a smart one, you know. That's what I'm saying.
Tom, where do you learn this?
My iPhone's the best.
No, they're not the best.
Hold on. Meal deal, large fries, cyanide pill. If someone comes up to me, yeah, and they're trying to get some help, yeah. I could give them the cyanide pill in the Tesco meal deal. They're thinking, oh, this guy's a really nice guy. Give me a whole Tesco meal deal.
But then use your cyanide pill.
Then he dies. Then I can take their goods, yeah, move on with my life, and I still have my large fries. At the end of the day, yeah.
Wait, how long are these large fries lasting? That's the question.
Yeah, like.
Because these get cold quickly.
They don't stay hot quick, you know, yeah.
Because your plan was mainly, I'd estimate, 30 minutes into the apocalypse?
Yeah, you're
30 minutes. I'm not trying to be there for that long.
Yeah, your plan isn't going for that long, bro.
Fair enough. You know, I'm just off of myself. Honestly, eat my food off of myself.
Walking Dead just has me gassed then, because I think I could hack it easy. Like, if we open the windows right now and saw zombies, I'm calm.
I'm crying.
I'm
calm. No, I'm making Mo my runner. He's not killing himself. Mo's the fastest out of all of us. Mo's my runner. You're my runner.
You want me to run somewhere for you?
No, wait, listen. Not like that. Not like that. Let's say we see something on the road and we need the fastest person to go grab it. You have to go grab it. It's on them ones. But if someone's breaking into the flat, that's my problem.
I'm willing to do that.
If you get me. Taff, listen.
This is where it starts. This is where it starts.
Listen, right. I'm not gonna lie, morals out the window for me as soon as this shit kicks off.
What does that
I'm
mean?
I'm not gonna lie, out of obligation, we've invited Erica to my flat. Out of obligation, I would have to let her live for a certain amount of time. Situation calls for something else. It is what it is.
Okay.
Taff, I'm not gonna lie, I might use you as bait at some point.
I can be a runner like Mo.
No.
What are you talking about?
Tough. I'm not gonna lie. Right now, me and you probably run the exact same. And Mo is a lot faster than both of us. So but Mo is an essential worker.
Is clearly used. This is why you can't lead in the apocalypse, Tom, because you're getting rid of people unnecessarily. Like, zombies come now.
I'm not going to be burdened down, Tav. I'm going to use you as bait.
First things first, we check the internet while we still have it. Appreciate while it's still here.
Go on, Just Eat real quick.
Just Eat? You know, Deliveroo.
Who's delivering during the zombie apocalypse?
He needs the fries.
Someone that is dedicated to their craft and wants that moolah, fam. If they want that money, they're going to drop my thing. I'll drop them a tip of like all the money I have left in my account. Because who cares?
Yeah.
That won't mean anything.
Yeah, exactly. I'm being a nice person on my last
delivery. You're not being a nice person. You're giving away worthless numbers.
Money is money at the end of the day.
Plus, as a runner, actually, maybe TAF would be useful because I will break into the university at some point.
To do what?
Hold on. Just deep in. First of all, I'm not breaking into the business school or nothing. I'm going to the engineering department, big man.
Okay.
I'm getting some chemicals. I'm getting some stuff that I need from that workshop.
You know what? The uni thing isn't a bad idea in terms of equipment. And stuff. Like, I could see going to uni and getting whatever the tools they have.
Have you seen what's called the engineering department in Northumbria? Mm. Like, everything's laid out on the wall. And there's barely anyone in uni right now. So it makes sense to go to uni. And that will be a job for me and Mo.
Don't say... I'm not with you.
What's called... I'm oh, dead. Mo, I told you, I'm not letting you eat your cyanide pill. But what's called...
You're reaching back like, no.
you're not doing it,
bro. There's still some living left.
No, but deep this, though. Like, there's hella tools on the wall. You can make some chemical, maybe some self-igniting bombs. What? Who knows?
Do you know how to do that?
Hmm? Yeah. If you do know how to do that, don't say on the pod.
But to be fair, they have books in there.
Yeah, they have books. Oh. And I know how to make, like, one off head.
Who knows measure,
one off head.
The measurements are a bit iffy, this, but I know.
And you're making it by yourself in a room by yourself. This guy will blow himself up. And
it doesn't blow up until, like, you actually shake it up. Then you can throw it.
Setting roots in Newcastle, because I don't know about you guys, but making a journey to go back home and, like, find your family and all that stuff. That's out the window.
Like,
from my opinion, I think what you're on is correct in terms of, like, if you go uni, you have a library, so you have knowledge in very different fields. So whether it's cooking, I don't know.
Agriculture.
Agriculture as well.
That's warmth. You got to burn those books.
Oh my God.
Burn the books.
You have to burn the books.
Big man, wear two socks. I don't care. We're not burning books, bro. Some like poetry or some shit, then that's fine.
So I can actually imagine like someone burning the books for warmth.
Because it makes sense. There's not going
to
be so no heat
anymore.
So there's
other stuff to burn before that. Like,
yeah.
Nah, people will see paper.
No, but paper's easier to burn than like a table.
All I'm saying, paper into, if there's like shit that we need, we're not burning it.
Yeah.
Like, see, I think you guys are on the wrong wavelength here. For me personally, if I'm not killing myself straight away, let's take that out of the book, yeah. We've got Erica.
Okay.
She lives nearby. I would have Tom be like the man in front. Me and Taff on the wings. We take Erica home because I don't think she wants her last moments in this yard.
Yeah. Last moments, we're not dying, bro.
We're not dying, bro.
Okay.
At the end of the day, yeah.
Listen, Erica, like, are your flatmates useful? Are they resourceful people?
I don't know. We'll have to see.
I don't know isn't good enough, bro. I'm not risking my life to take her home.
I'll probably run myself.
Exactly. Okay. She wants to go home, that's fine.
It's down the road.
If you guys don't want me in your zombie apocalypse,
what you're doing is heartless.
Exactly.
I'm doing heartless.
Why am I risking my life for that?
Escort you down and safe journey, all right, man.
Wait, so we're taking her to a yard.
No, in my opinion, Erica's free to stay, but she will have to prove her worth at some point. To our survival.
And I'm heartless. I'm trying to take her home.
I'm not gonna lie. No, if Taff doesn't prove his worth, he's dying too. I'm sorry. Like, but when I say I'm gonna steal your cyanide pill, whoever doesn't prove their worth first is peak.
Well, it takes a cyanide.
I'm sorry, it's being forced down throats.
Why don't you just banish them, Tom? You're so extreme.
Evil. That's evil.
It is evil. Like, I'm telling you.
You could rat our location to other tribes. I can't let that information go.
No one's leaking tribes.
Nah, tribes will occur.
Don't happen.
It will happen.
No, not that quickly. In within a week, of us finding out the apocalypse tribes
are. It will.
Fair enough. Wait, no. There's zombies outside right now, by the way.
So I say the scenario is, just to clarify, we open a window, we see one zombie. Just one.
Erica isn't going anywhere.
She can go home.
No, she has no loyalties to us. I can't let that information get to any tribes. No, I can't let the information get... Erica...
What information?
No, information.
If I leave as soon as...
No, look at us. She, because we've just told her our plan. And the zombies outside right now...
Oh, for Christ's sake,
if the zombies outside...
What plan? That you're going to uni?
Listen, if
he's gonna get a kid himself, and I got a skateboard.
Listen,
everything's unique.
Tap. What if he goes to uni and Eric's like, as soon as they leave, that's when you go raid their yard. It's long. It's actually long. All our shit is gone after I raid hella houses on the street. It's jarring. So I'm not gonna lie, Erica isn't going nowhere. She can stay with the tribe.
You're gonna kill me, basically. Huh? You said last.
Are you resourceful, Erica? Are you a resourceful person? Do you think yourself as resourceful?
What does resourceful mean?
We're gonna need a communications liaison, so people that can communicate with other tribes, like bargain and so on.
Barking.
Can you do that?
Barking.
Can you do that?
Can I bark?
Like bargain. Like, yeah, like just
bargain.
Yeah, like a good deal on some wood.
This is terrible.
Can you bargain?
I'm not staying here under your leadership. I'm going with Erica. We're dipping.
No, hold on. Can you bargain? Like, you do psychology, I think getting someone's head. Taff, I'm not going to lie, me and you both did science in sixth form. So right now, you're on the ropes right now. It's a bit long.
If
you
can't... science is valuable, my guy. Hashtag Dr. Stone.
I'm saying that we both did it. So if you can't prove your worth, that's something that I need. Big man, I'm sorry. It's long.
Listen, bro. This is what I can do for you, Tom.
What can you
think outside the box.
Okay.
And so right now in this scenario, we see a zombie. First thing we do, break the chairs, sharpen them into some wooden stakes.
I have knives.
What are you going to sit on?
Tough, we have...
We've got the couch.
Tough, we have knives.
That's a good question.
Tough, we have knives.
We can hold the floor.
You guys are asking the real questions. The only commenters I've heard has come from the Londoners today.
you are terrible.
We're not going back. Mog,
yours is just a suicide package. That's it.
Yeah, you
prepped a suicide package.
Yeah, I prepped a suicide package because I know that living in a world where it's devolved into all this zombie nonsense is just not a world worth living for.
But there's people that are out there that are ready. Have you not seen that show about the apocalypse people that got... an attic full of like food.
That's gonna be me when I'm older. I'm not gonna lie to her.
And would you enjoy eating that food? Imagine
you're talking about
food.
Enjoyment. I'm talking about survival, my guy.
No.
How are you talking about?
People often distinguish between survival and actually living your life.
Listen,
I'm trying to live.
Living is based on perception.
I eat my Tesco ready meal.
Okay.
Oh, meal deal, sorry. Okay. My McDonald's large fries, hot, steaming. Sign that bill.
We also need to make sure we get a lot of alcohol.
In my last moments, yeah.
You want to get alcohol?
We have to get a lot of alcohol.
For what? Tom?
Alcohol will become somewhat currency within the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, this guy's on nonsense.
Wait.
I think that's like pretty perceptive.
It is. Yeah. Alcohol will become somewhat
think
currency.
Think about it. Alcohol,
okay, so why are we going to
drugs,
uni then?
Drugs, paracetamol would be currency.
Like, when I say I'll just raid the yard, there's hella students on this road. I'm getting alcohol somewhere.
Weed's also currency as well. Like, for anyone that wants to escape and just smoke a little, weed can also be currency too. Like, you have to hit up the drug dealers.
Because those vices, they become very, what's it called? They become, those vices become very, very worthwhile. Including shit like toilet roll, because that's not going to be produced anymore. Toilet roll, we're gonna have to get.
Fam, you're just gonna have to do the.
Who cares about toilet roll?
That's useless.
You saw COVID. What do you care about toilet roll?
Yeah, but they were still producing.
There was no toilet roll in the
picture. Yeah, but they're not gonna produce toilet roll
but
anymore.
That's why people were so crazy about toilet roll because it's like I need to get as much of it as I can now, and then when it's out of stock, you know, it's peak. Yeah. But it's still gonna come back. Like it's not like toilet roll is always gonna be gone. But if they stop producing it, that's a totally different situation.
Yeah.
At which point, eventually, it does run out. At which point it's not currency because it's a diminishing thing. You have to just wipe your ass with your hands.
No,
bro.
But the less less of it is, the more valuable it will be.
Bro, it ran out. Toilet roll is nothing. It's paper, fam. You'll just wipe your. The only thing you use.
Maybe
it will
be like a temporary currency.
It will.
Yeah, in Walking Dead, there's like more than six seasons, and I'm not seeing one toilet yet.
Because they just wipe their ass
with leaves or some shit.
With nature, fam. You can
they
use
wipe
leaves.
With leaves or some shit.
Yeah, that's mad.
I'm not trying to live out in the wild.
So, you want to stay in the house?
We're too vulnerable out in the wild, bruv.
We're vulnerable. Here, look at all these windows.
Huh? Our blinds are down, bro. They're
zombies can't climb.
And we'll board it up.
But humans zombies for a brick.
Oh, you never know.
Actually, no. Can we specify what kind of zombies? I'm talking about Zombieland zombies. The zombies that are out here on 10 toes. So on crud. These men can run.
If zombies can run, I'm tapping out with I thought these guys were walking, doing
If zombies can run, I'm making spears. I'm making all these long range weapons. I'm on crud.
Nah, Tom, you might as well just be fighting dirty nitties, fam. Or
nah, I'm not. I'll be fine. And maybe most cyanide pill will come in use. If the zombie tries to bite me, then...
What are you talking about? That's my pill. You might not want something different.
No.
Oh,
if
nothing is
more,
yours
you
when we try.
You're gonna have to break it in half. Push
oh,
it,
nothing is yours when we're. Nothing is yours when we're in what's it called in the tribe. Everything is ours.
What happened?
There's no yours.
Communism. Yeah.
And it's
you're communism.
Like, you're moving like. Yes, listen. You're moving like I can actually overpower you. Like if I want to make a decision, unless I tend to go out. If I do say something that affects all of us, we would have to decide together.
At the end of the day, I think we can all agree that we would not want to be underneath Tom.
Yes,
and we can stop him.
Listen,
if we need to.
Listen, Erica, I'm just saying. You do psychology. You can be my communication liaison. You'll be very useful. And that is.
You said you need to prove your worth. You want to be.
No, because I forgot what course you did. You can be what's called psychologist, communication liaison, and also help me with battle plans. You'd actually be useful long term, so therefore she would end up living. Mo is fast. He's a runner.
He's a track star. I couldn't help myself.
Listen, all I'm saying, and we even got what's called my flatmate. She does medicine. We have our own medic.
Oh, true.
And we have medical supplies in the flat. When I say we're set,
true. I could assist the medic.
You're all set. I'm done.
We need the track star.
before all the cell things go down, I'm making my calls. I'm tapping out.
All I'm saying, if you're not the runner, you might have to deploy Erica because she's smaller, so she's hard to spot. So like, you kill yourself, you're also dooming Erica. So
what, I want you to think about.
Yeah, I can't run. Yeah. You know, I'm gonna die.
Yeah, so it's gonna be peak for you.
No, if they send you out, then you have a chance to actually get back.
I say you take his clothes.
What, and then betray this tribe, and they're gonna come for me and raid my house.
I'm sorry. Like, when I say I'm moving on crud. I'm
imagine how evil you have to be like, oh,
it's not evil. Things, man. I'm a survivor, man. There's a difference.
It's sounds terrible.
It is terrible. But thankfully, we're not in a zombie apocalypse. We're in COVID.
Yet. We're not in a zombie apocalypse yet.
You know, it could be worse. You know, I heard talks about comics striking and all the other stuff. But yeah, man, I don't even know how to end this episode.
Wait, what if a comic strike?
But there's one thing I do know. The Patreon.
Oh my God.
The Sliders Patreon. Patreon Miami. We are currently in a state of limbo with our housing. Is that better?
Hold on. Tap. Let's make it clear. And Mo are currently in state of limbo. I'm not homeless.
Okay. Tom's a homeowner and all that nonsense. We're out here sleeping on his couch and shit. But state of limbo because I don't want to make it sound like we're homeless. We're not homeless yet.
We're not going to be homeless.
Maybe.
Never. Actually, I was going to say never say never, but...
You don't know.
No, I want to say never. I don't
But yeah, man. Patreon Miami, Tokyo, and was it Venice or something?
Monaco.
Monaco. Yeah, man. Go to the Patreon.
I'm not going to lie. I want to go. Some love. Tokyo would be live still.
Tokyo would be live.
I think I'm on board with Tokyo.
I'm telling you, bro. If Sliders takes us to Tokyo, that's it. I'm done. I'm happy, bro.
I say summer 2021,
2021.
We're
5,000 pound fine.
Yeah, true.
After,
you can't travel
after the deadline. So after May, the 5,000 pound deadline is if you go abroad before like May 15th.
Yeah.
So I'm saying like somewhere like July after exams, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
We hit Europe. Fuck, they got better COVID over there.
Yeah, you want to do Europe? I was thinking East Asia still.
To be fair, I could go
that's
to
a
Ireland.
Lot of money though.
I could go to Ireland. I don't have to go. I don't have to come back. So I won't have to pay a fine.
Because what do you mean you know how to come back?
I'd say I don't have to come back.
Oh, you don't have to. Okay.
We don't want you back.
Oh, you speak for the whole England.
You're behind the camera.
Yeah, I think he speaks for the podcast.
Wait till your. you get no love. Hey, spin your host,
bro. Fam, put your gums away, bro.
I'm sorry.
Put your gums away, bro.
It's just jokes, bro.
This is evil. So, spin your host, mode. Thank you for joining us on today's episode. Bit random, bit all over the place, but that's what the podcast is at times. Thank you, Erica, for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, we'll plug everything in the description. Mm-hmm. Anything you want to say, go ahead.
Not really. Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a pleasurable experience. Tom?
Fuck Taff.
Mm-hmm. All right. Taff?
Who's Taff? Find out on the board.
Sliding out.